Hello there, and welcome to episode 187 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We are actually recording when there's daylight, so maybe we can be conscious for it, both of us. I mean, just launch right in, I think. This last week, there's been some time walking in Warcraft, so we've snuck in a little bit of that. And then played with Sword Agent some Helldivers earlier today with Marvel Rivals, because this is Star Trek First Contact Day, April 5th. That's more for a Star Trek fan like myself. In the Star Trek lore, April 5th is when Earth first discovers warp technology and gets found by the Vulcans.
So it's a day of celebration for old people.
Yeah. Thank you. Kind of like the Back to the Future Day, you know, when they travel, one of the dates that they travel to in Back to the Future, etc.
Yeah.
Other than that, have you been able to game much this last week then, or...
I've been pretty unmotivated after school.
After school, yeah. Figures. So, Keela gave me a screenshot, since the comments weren't coming through from a couple of episodes ago. So, just wanted to bring up, Nail Fury, please don't give your father heart problems. We need him. I'm not quite sure what that was at this point. Context-wise, that was a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, I'll agree with it, that's for sure. Thank you. Also, she agrees that most of Trump's insults are landing pretty flat lately, thankfully. It wasn't like when he, Keela's right, it wasn't like when he was naming the leader of North Korea Rocket Man, for example. Yep. Keela agrees Jesus was Palestinian, so he did not look like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then she found the upside-down version of the Bible concept as weird and ick. So, and let's see here. What it's all about. Consideration, respect, love. Life is definitely exhausting enough. And I guess you had some sweet dance moves on that episode.
I don't remember that.
You've slept since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so thank you, Keela, for that commentary. We watched Kraven last week. And I commented a little bit about Kraven while I was flying solo, but what were your thoughts about Kraven, bud?
I loved it. I think it's very underrated.
You just have to basically separate it from the Spider-Man universe. It's a great standalone anti-hero action movie.
Yeah, and even if even if he was in the Spider-Man universe, Spider-Man would likely still fight against him due to him being an anti-hero.
Yep. I'm going to murder these capitalist pigs. Meanwhile, Spider-Man, yeah, let's not do that. I'll just, in the video games, accidentally throw people off roofs. But, yeah, I agree. Other than that, has there been anything from TikTok that you have seen, say, if we shift over to politics, or is there anything more in gaming entertainment that you might want to bring up first?
One thing that just made me really sad about our future of America is the fact that Trump put tariffs on penguins.
Yeah. So, Heard Island. Just has penguins on it. And it's this tiny island near Antarctica. And now it has a 10% tariff on it from the United States. It's like, come on, guys. At least do your research, please.
Yeah.
It exports nothing, yet now there's a 10% tariff? It makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
Honestly, I only found out about it because my best friend has sent the TikTok to me, and so I just said, please tell me this isn't real.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Yeah, she even said, unfortunately, no. I mean, unfortunately, yes, it is real.
Yeah. So, there have been some great memes off of it, just making fun of his stupidity yet again. There's a great picture of Bender from Futurama surrounded by penguins, just trying to blend in a tuxedo. So, I mean, it's fun to point and laugh when he does something stupid. It's just unfortunate that he's also causing, a crash of the stock market comparable to the Great Depression. Like, we have lost as many points on the stock market as we did back then, right before the Great Depression happened. Strap in, folks. It's gonna be a ride. I didn't say it was gonna be a good ride. I just said it was going to be a ride.
Something I've seen multiple Trumpers on TikTok, they've been going like, why hasn't anyone warned us?
Harris literally said it in one of the debates. Literally said, tariffs are a tax on the American people. And his long-term goal, from just observation and what I've been listening to, is that he wants to make the tax cut on the rich that he put in place on his first term permanent. And so to pay the offset of not taxing the rich again when that expires, he is increasing taxes on everybody else. Because that's what tariffs will do. It will disproportionately hit everybody but the rich. You're just dumbfounded over there.
Yeah.
Zero words. You're just deer in headlights. Holy crap. Wow. Aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
Something else I've been
You're just holy. Sorry, keep going.
Something else I've been seeing on TikTok. I don't know if it's just my For You page, but it has looked like Minnesota has been getting more popular.
Yes. We're basically the blue bash, the blue hideaway state in the region. So we're Wisconsin is the swingiest of swing states, for example, and the Dakotas are reds. Iowa's red. So we're this bastion of hope and lack of insanity among a bunch of red states. For instance, our governor has pledged to never ban books, to protect trans people, to protect everybody LGBT, just to be a decent person. And that's what we missed out on for him not getting to be vice president. But I mean, I'm glad we got to hang on to him. I would have rathered just not have to deal with the orange one again, but it is what it is.
Not to mention, they're trying to get him to be able to run for a third term.
There's light talk of that. That would require a constitutional amendment and fat chance.
Yeah.
If they were to able to get, even able to get it past the House, it then has to go to the states. And I don't believe enough states would ratify it in time to allow for it to happen. So we're pretty safe unless they somehow pull it off still this year. And I really don't see that happening this year. The House of Representatives has such a slim majority, they don't have the votes now to do it. So it's those few individuals that are going, look at me, Daddy Trump, praise me, I'm being a good boy. And that's all it is. I want a pat on the head. Thank you. So, I'm not afraid of that at all. Constitutionally, the odds of it are very, very low. To hop back over to entertainment, unless you have something else.
Not that I can think of.
So, the Nintendo Switch 2 was announced. The launch date in the United States was supposed to be June 5th, but thanks to his tariffs, and this is a great segue, the release date in the United States has now been delayed. We don't know if the price is going to increase or if they're just going to delay it and hope that the tariffs go away. We're not sure yet. We were talking with Sword Agent earlier when playing Helldivers how if it goes over that $500 mark, American gamers aren't going to buy. It's already crazy that a brand new Switch 2 game is going to be $80. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. In this economy, with everything else going on in the world, I think Nintendo's making a big mistake. It's bad enough that games have gone up by $10, but Nintendo's like, hold my beer. Let's go up by 20. So, yeah, I don't see this being a good move by Nintendo if they go, "Oh, hang on, pump the brakes. We're passing on the tariff fees to our customers." So rather than $500 for the Nintendo Switch 2 and a digital copy of Mario Kart World, it's going to be 550 or whatever the percentage offset has to be. I don't see it happening. The Nintendo Switch has been for our family a social console, but for it to be a successful social console, we need multiple members of the household to own it. Or we have one and four controllers. But that means your siblings that are out of the house probably aren't buying it for themselves. And that means we'll just be playing it locally as a family. Cool. Awesome. Mario Kart World looks incredible. But I also won't be as interested in buying a bunch of new games when I already have an absolutely fabulous backlog of Nintendo Switch games, since it's backwards compatible. It won't be as huge of an incentive to change.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. I've been saving for the Switch 2, personally, but I could also turn around and spend that money on upgrading your one of your siblings' computers over here. You know,
Yeah.
or a Steam Deck or something else other than a Switch 2. So it really just, it's a wait and see moment. And that's what we're going to have to do. Is there anything from the Switch 2 Direct that you're excited about?
Really only Mario Kart.
Really only Mario Kart. And this is where my recommended rule of three comes in. And some of the newer generations of consoles have blurred the lines there a little bit. But the console rule of three is that you, for it to be justifiable economically to buy a console, a video game console, rather than a computer to play games on, there should be three exclusive games that you are just dying to play.
Fair.
Now, that went out the window a little bit with the family's transition from the PS4 to the PS5, because the PS5 was backwards compatible to the PS4. So everything we have had on the PS4 could go over to the PS5, no problem. Not to mention, our PS4 rolled over and played dead. So it was time. We kind of had to either get the 4 repaired or spend the extra money to get the 5. I opted to get the 5. It seemed the longer, good economic choice. So the Switch 2 has a little bit of that as well, because it's backwards compatible to the Switch. But it doesn't mean that all of us need to transition over either.
Yeah, because my Switch, while it runs out of battery a little faster, still works pretty well, unless it's Fortnite or Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly. And similarly, Mario Kart World looks awesome, but my Switch is still running wonderfully. And I still have quite the backlog of games. So, Switch 2 for me has a rule of three component still, because there wouldn't be a lot of people to play it in the house unless we had an extra dock. Because I would probably put the Switch 2 dock here on my desk, connected to my computer, play on my computer so I can stream, I can record, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Meaning the Switch OLED would move out to the living room, and your older sister would probably inherit the family Switch since her Switch Lite died recently.
Oh, it died completely?
It died completely.
You'd throw it on accident.
The Thunderer just asked for that Switch. We'll have to discuss it more. That was just me brainstorming an idea on the spot, too. So, I'll definitely take some additional feedback there. But that's, you know, the rule of three for the Nintendo Switch 2 feels a bit more accurate right now.
Yeah.
I don't have another incentive to change since the OLED works great. I want it. Mario Kart World. Thank you. A smiley face from Thunderer. Thank you. Held that up for the camera version. I'm highly interested. But is it enough to push me over? Donkey Kong Bonanza looks amazing as well. Is it enough to push me over? I don't know yet.
Not for me, because I feel like it would be a game more for younglings. Mm. And recently, I've noticed I'm having a hard time when playing easy games, because I've been having a rough time leveling my low-level WoW characters, because I just annihilate everything, and then it's not fun.
You want a challenge. You're into the era of challenge. You're 16 years old, 16-year-old gamer. You want some satisfaction when you play. Cool. Very cool. But any other thoughts about the Switch 2 then?
Not really.
Not yet? Okay. Well, we'll wait and see what happens with both the tariffs, the economy, life in general. We're in for an interesting ride.
Yep.
It's only April of the first year. Sorry. The heavy sigh from Nail Fury. I think we all can agree with that as we close out. So with that, we'll wrap up episode 187 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Thank you for joining again. Welcome back. I'm glad you're actually rested this time. I'm rested this time. Thank you, Keela, for your comments. If you, too, want to leave comments, you can leave them on YouTube, though YouTube's been buggy and wasn't showing them. Otherwise, it's writing in at podcast@flameflash.net or grabbing one of the two blog postings and leaving a comment on one of those, both on flameflash.net itself or flameflashpodcast.wordpress. So that's where they all hide, all your options of communication. Take care, my friends.
Live with honor.
Indeed.